Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendoki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions and give you 9 answers, and then we put somebody in the hot seat. I am your host, Tony, and joining me, as he will every week, we've got Shelby.
I don't know about that intro, dude. You may have to workshop that one a little bit. I don't know. You're just trying to adapt the old one. I don't know how well that works.
It doesn't seem to work as well as I thought it would.
It was a good try. Good try. Give it the old college try. I don't know what that means. I've never got that.
The intro for the test episode we did is probably the best one I had done in a while.
You made that one up off the top of your head, so yeah, it was kind of weird too. But
oh, the question block is back,
we're
Shelby.
Dude, it's
super excited about this.
I'm pretty pumped. I actually kind of forgot until like an hour before we did this. So I can't say I've been thinking about it all day, but I'm still excited, dang it.
There's a little bit of a change to the show this time. We'll explain things as we go along. We're only doing 3 rounds of questions for the listeners this week, and then we're putting somebody in the hot seat, Shelby.
Well, what's the hot seat?
That is where we ask.
Oh, you're not supposed to explain it now. That was a trick.
Oh, you're a tricky, tricky guy. Well, we'll find out what the hot seat is when we get to round 4.
There we go.
So, but how about we just kick this off, Shelby? Let's just get right into it with the music round.
All right.
Round 1.
All right, round 1 is the music round, as it will be every week. Shelby, you've got the music round for us this week. What is it?
Well, this week, in honor of the Avengers movie coming out, which by the time you're hearing this will be out. You can go see it right now, folks. What are you waiting for? Stop listening to this podcast. Go see the Avengers. I will have already seen it by the time you're hearing this. Midnight showing. But we're not here to talk about the Avengers. We're here to talk about Avengers video game music. These are all video games that star one of the Avengers in the upcoming film. So, or multiple. Who knows?
You never know.
Never know. But we're going to play some music right here, so, you know, you got to figure these out. Figure these out on the fly. See how you can test your video game music knowledge trivia. Wait, those words didn't come out in the right order. Anyway, number 1. Here we go right now. All right, Tony, so listen to that. What do you think that might be? What do you got? Come on, wow me here. What do you got?
Oh, man, it definitely sounds like it's old 16-bit era music. Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo.
You're right on that. I'm going to tell you it's Super Nintendo. You're getting there.
See, it sounded more Sega to me, but you know, I don't have a whole lot of experience with the Sega stuff. It didn't sound like Super Nintendo music to me.
Wait till we get to the third one. But anyway, keep in mind, it's got the Avengers in it. Super Nintendo game. It's got the Avengers. Captain America's one of the Avengers.
Captain America is my favorite superhero, so I'm going to say it's a Captain America game.
Okay, so Captain America, and the Avengers is in the title. Matter of fact, that was the title, Captain America and the Avengers.
Captain America and the Avengers.
And we did a go-round of this game where, we got beat up by a whirlwind that spun a lot.
He'll do that to you.
He does. That's kind of his thing. He spins, you know.
So, who played who in that go-round? I don't remember.
Me and Will were playing. You switch off between Vision, Cap, Iron Man, and Hawkeye. And we switch around back and forth, but I prefer Iron Man as my preference.
Will Captain America is my favorite. So
Will would prefer Spider-Man, but Spider-Man didn't in that game.
He's not an Avenger.
He is, but not in this movie because Sony has a movie, the rights to the thing, so they're making their own thing.
There you go.
All right. We're going to move right into question number two. We're going to play a song right now. Okay, you heard that one. Gotta think Mighty with this one, Tony. Gotta think Mighty Avengers. What kind of Mighty Avengers you thinking of? You know, not the Mighty Avengers. I don't know, that's probably a comic book or something. I don't know.
That definitely didn't sound chiptune-ish, so that's more modern.
This was on a disc, as you can kind of gather. This is an actual song. You know, that was an actual MP3 file or something. Who knows? Whatever format they use to store these music on these discs. I don't know these days. Crazy Museo for... Museo? Vid music. Anyway, any guesses?
I was going to say PS2 era, but I think you've already told me that is wrong.
You need to maybe think about MC Hammer when you're thinking about this one. There's your clue.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. Hammer time.
Thor.
Hammer. Thor.
Thor is an Avenger that uses the hammer.
He is an Avenger that uses a hammer. This is Thor's theme specifically from Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
So, there you go. See, I had played the Thor game on the Wii. It didn't sound like that.
No, it didn't sound like that at all. I couldn't find music for that game. I tried. This is what I got. This is what happens when I try to find Thor, God of Thunder music. But yeah, there's a lot of Avengers in that game. Iron Man, Cap, Thor, Hulk, Spider-Man's in there, even though he's not in the movie. I don't know if Black Widow's in there at all. Maybe she is. I doubt Hawkeye is. Poor Hawkeye. Gotta get no respect. He's pretty good with arrows, you know. He's got a Hawkeye, I guess.
That, you know, that would, you know, signal that he has, you know, good vision.
It would. All right, we're going to move into Avenger music number 3. We're going to play it right now. All right, Tony. So now that you've got all kinds of funk up in here, not the Incredibles. That's a whole other thing. Which of the Avengers do you think would have a lot of funk in their video games?
Well, I think the only character from the Avengers movie we haven't really talked about, which, and it seems like this music wouldn't really fit with him, would be Hulk.
Okay, we haven't talked about Hulk, and I accidentally said Incredible a second ago, so that kind of gave it away. But okay.
The Incredible Hulk.
This is the Super Nintendo Hulk game, and as you said before, didn't necessarily sound Super Nintendo. This sounds very Genesis to me, but it is in fact Super Nintendo if you kind of listen to the undertones. But yeah, funk, man. Just Hulk in a pair of glasses and a parachute pants, just spinning on a piece of cardboard.
See him doing the moonwalk.
Yeah, it would be awesome. What's funny is Hulk could jump to the moon and literally do a moonwalk, probably.
Somebody needs to make that video.
Hulk jumping to the moon.
And doing the moonwalk.
Doing the Hulk moonwalk. I don't know. I just want to see Hulk dance now. That'd be awesome.
That would be. All I'm right. sure there's a YouTube video out there somewhere of Hulk dancing. But there's gotta be.
Now that everyone's heard Avengers music, yeah, there should be. You know, go watch the Avengers. You know, I bet it's awesome. I know by now. I know by then. Time, fourth dimension.
Well, Shelby, before we move on to round two, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show.
Uh-oh. Whoa, late breaking news here.
Happy Star Wars Day. This show is coming out on May the 4th. Happy Star Wars Day, Shelby.
I'm going to cut this out. This is not making it in the final thing.
You can't cut this out.
I can cut it out. I have the power. Had to bring it up. Just go on to round two, dang it.
May the 4th be with us.
Round two.
Okay, round two is called Dust in the Tires. This is all about motocross video games.
Oh, okay.
So think dirt, motorcycles, and more dirt.
Okay, I'm thinking dirty. Wait.
No, don't do that.
Whoa.
Keep it PG. Keep it PG.
Hey, question. You brought it on, Mike. You're the... I can't talk.
You're excited about the return of the show, Shelby.
I'm excited about thinking dirty. Wait. Just ask the questions.
Question four. This game became the best-selling game for day one sales in Xbox Live Arcade history by selling over 100,000 copies in its first 24 hours.
Ooh, that's a lot of games for a digital dirt game.
Yeah, I think it pretty much broke Xbox Live that day.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much that whole week, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it was hard to get this game, I think. You had to try a couple times.
You had to try a lot. Yeah, and you had to go through some trials to get this game, didn't you?
You did have to go through some trials. And then once you got the game, you had to go through a whole lot more trials.
So many trials. It's almost like you had to evolve through a lot of trials, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Man, that's almost the title of a game.
So if you can't tell, we're talking about Trials Evolution.
Trials Evolution. This game just came out. It's pretty good from what I've played of it so far. And like you said, it broke Xbox Live.
I have made it to the hard section of the tracks now.
I think you're further than me. Maybe. I don't know what section I'm on. I'm on the section where there's stuff.
There was one track. It took me 17 minutes to finish it.
Oh, wow. Was that the one where the like gravity's changing and the whole world's spinning?
No. That one only took me 3 or 4 minutes to finish. This one is really, really long. And there's a lot of, you know, sheer cliff faces that you've got to go up. And oh, man, that game gets really hard towards the end.
Yeah. But fun. Fun every second. Just the kind of fun that makes you want to destroy your controller.
The downloadable stuff is a lot of fun. There's one that I love that it just completely breaks the physics. That you're supposed to get in. You're supposed to start the bike, launch yourself off into a cannon, and then once you get down to the bottom of the cannon, hit the bailout button again because it'll make the barrels that are at the bottom of this cannon explode and it shoots you out.
The problem is
the physics get funky because you're in this really tight space, and every once in a while you'll see your character's legs and arms just stretch Armstrong out of the cannon to like 100 times their regular length, and then they come back and his head sticking out of the side. Or
that sounds almost as funky as the Hulk on the moon.
It's crazy, but it's a lot of fun. I love Trials. That's a good, good game. Moving on, question five. This N64 title had you racing as characters with names like Jumpin' Jim Rivers, Tricky Ricky Stern, and Vicky Vixen Steele.
Oh, man. If you're talking about dirt games and bikes, you know, you got a bit of history here, Tony. I'm surprised you wrote this question. I already know the answer. You know, I'm giving the people listening to the show time to kind of think this through because, you know, I know what kind of game I like to play when I eat dirt.
I believe we've done a go round for this game as well.
Did we ever do a go round of this?
Or maybe there's been some recorded video and we've played it together. I thought we did a go round.
There was like a precursor to a go round that exists on the YouTube Video Corral. Apparently, it's called. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, we played this on Extra Life and stuff in here. We're talking of Excitebike 64.
Excitebike 64.
You don't like Excitebike.
I don't like this game.
Oh, see? And you tried to say you do like Excitebike. What? You're such a hypocrite.
The original Excitebike was a lot of fun. Excitebikes, I could not control the bikes in Excitebike 64.
That's the point. You just crash and it's funny.
It's really hard.
It's pretty rough, but that game was a lot of fun. The funnest part is literally crashing and knowing where the cameras are, but...
Oh, yeah, and doing all the crazy stunts and, you know, getting the announcer to just say, nothing, knack, over and knack, over and over
nothing,
again.
Nothing! Knack, knack. Nothing! Nothing!
Jumping Jim Rivers!
Eat dirt!
The game is fun
Sugar
for
Hill,
that, but...
It's a soil sample.
If you're trying to actually race the courses the way you're supposed to, the game's just not much fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually raced in that game. We just crash. It's fun. We play the game the way we want to play it.
That's the best way to play the game, I think. Just have fun with it and goof off and don't take that game seriously.
Yep.
So, question 6. THQ tried to experiment with flexible pricing on this title in their popular racing franchise. It ultimately didn't work and the company lost a lot of money because of it.
Oh man, yeah, this is the game that they launched for $40 brand new, isn't it?
And yep, launched it at a bargain price and tried to supplement it with a bunch of DLC.
Yeah, you could buy specific bikes or specific tracks or something like that. You know, the kind of thing that we say they should do with video games more often, but it failed miserably.
It did not work. People did not buy the DLC. They just bought the game at $40, and that was it.
You know, maybe that goes to say, maybe people just don't want to pay $60 for a game. Maybe people want to pay $40 for a dirty game. Wait. A game with dirt in it. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
It was one of those. I remember talking about this a bunch with you on the podcast when this happened. I thought it was a really good idea that they should try this because I thought it was going to be something that might actually be successful, but ultimately people just did not buy the extra stuff that they were offering.
Yeah, I think it just proves that people don't want to pay that much for games. People just want smaller, shorter experiences. That was enough game for them. They didn't see any reason to buy more DLC content for. What's it called? ATV versus MX 12?
MX versus ATV Alive.
That's what it is, yeah. I don't remember the order of the letters there. That's a lot going on with that title. But, yeah. People, THQ, you know, maybe not the best game to test out a piece part system like that. Who knows?
Yeah, I think that was one of the things we talked about after we found out, you know, some of the sales figures for this game was that maybe this wasn't the thing they should have done. Maybe if THQ was going to try it, the WWE franchise might have been a good one for them to try it out with. Or just something else. I don't think that this was the game that they needed to try it with.
Yeah, but at least somebody tried it. So, you know, because that's one thing I was like, well, they try things. Well, they tried something and not THQ's money problems. So maybe it wasn't the best decision after all. Maybe they shouldn't have took my advice. I don't know.
So there you go.
Round 3.
Moving on, round 3 this week is called Toys R Us. This is all about video games that use toys.
Ah, wait. Okay. That's a lot of games.
Or video games that star toys.
Okay, I'm glad this isn't video games that you could buy at Toys R Us, because that'd be a really long list.
That would be a lot of video games.
That's a lot of video games,
anyway. I think pretty much every video game ever.
Yeah, probably. Just about all of them. Toys R Us is, you know, they sell... games.
They do sell some games.
Sound like Christopher Walken. No.
Okay. Question 7. This game lets you take to the battlefields of World War I by hopping between machine gun nests, tanks, and biplanes. It combined real-time strategy elements with a tower defense game.
Oh, I think you're speaking of another Xbox Live game. Now, this is the one that came out for Summer of Arcade a long time ago.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. What is with all these promotions? Like, video game next and... Summer of Video Games and, like, House Party. I think only one of those is actually a promotion that they do.
It's pretty much just a reason for Microsoft to put out another press release, I think.
Why don't they just put out press releases for individual games? Why they got to sell in packs of 4? I mean, they don't even do the thing where, like, if you buy all the games, you get a discount anymore. Whatever happened to that? Well,
I think it might save on some of their advertising costs a little bit. I don't know if you just lump 4 games together at one time instead of... You know, taking the time to spread that out over 4 different press releases and, you know, talking about 4 different games to different websites and things like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But the game you're speaking of is Toy Soldiers, I believe it's called?
Toy Soldiers.
Yeah, first one, not the second one.
No, that one took place during Vietnam.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, it did.
Now, have you ever played Toy Soldiers?
I played the demo and I really liked it.
I did the same as well, but I didn't necessarily like it as much. I'm not a huge tower defense kind of guy, but you are. You're a big Plants vs. Zombies dude, so I can see why you would like this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The biplane, I can remember using that and dropping bombs on tanks and seeing things explode. It wasn't the best tower defense game. It wasn't the best real-time strategy game, but it kind of took some of those elements and made it into something that was fun for a little while.
It was a pretty good blend. I think with the thing I liked the most about it, it was toys running around in a battlefield, and you were literally just like in some diorama in some dude's basement or something.
It was like some kid's bedroom. You could see toys all along and books all along the walls and things like that.
That was pretty cool. It was a nice touch.
But I never played the sequel, so I couldn't tell you how it improved over time, if it improved at all.
Yeah, I can't speak to that either.
So, question 8. Many people will tell you that the best part of this Pixar game wasn't the main story mode, but rather the additional toy box mode that let you take the characters from the movie into an open-world MMO-like environment.
Okay, so you're talking about video game, toys, some sort of movie tie-in. I think I know where you're going with this. Did you say Pixar?
I did say Pixar.
You just said Pixar now, but you say Pixar in the question.
I did.
I did not hear that part. What were the words on the left and right of Pixar?
This game.
Ah, see, I totally missed that. Yeah, it makes sense now. It all falls together.
We were speaking of Toy Story 3, the video game.
Yeah, Toy Story 3, the video game. Now, you are a big fan of this game, aren't you?
I loved this game.
Now, why did you love this game?
It was a lot of fun.
Why did you love this game?
I loved it because of that toy box mode. It was like taking those characters into this real world environment that you ran around and talked to other characters in the movie franchise. A lot of the side characters, and they would give you missions and things to do, and you'd go off and you'd do them, and you'd get, you know, different things, different outfits, and different characters that you could unlock and things like that. It was a lot of fun.
The toy box mode also had a co-op, didn't it?
It did have, you could have two players playing at the same time, and one of the neat things was that all of the characters could throw, like, these toy balls at each other, so you could actually, you know, play dodgeball with your toys and just goof off and have a lot of fun.
Sounds pretty cool. I bet you had a lot of fun playing that with your kids.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. That was Jake's favorite thing, was to walk up behind me and throw those things at the back of my character's head.
Yep. That sounds awesome. I would throw things at the back of your head all the time if I could.
It was a fun game. One of the best licensed games off of a movie that I've ever played.
Yeah.
So, question 9. Despite having the word toy in its name, this PS2 peripheral wasn't really a toy, but let you play a number of augmented reality style games and was even compatible with a few PS3 titles.
Ooh, now augmented reality is becoming a thing. And I don't know how comfortable I am with other realities creeping in on mine and augmenting me. I don't want to end up in Tron, dude.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to be blue or gray and drinking, like, water energy. Like, okay, here's the thing with that Tron Evolution movie. Like, their disc was, like, supposed to be their livelihood, and if the disc broke, they died, right?
Something like that, yeah.
You seen the new Tron movie?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so why do they use that disc as a weapon? They're throwing at each other.
Because they didn't have anything else.
What? It's a disc breaks, they're dead. So it's like they're throwing their life at someone. They're throwing their life away.
You took the chance that nothing bad was going to happen.
It's not very smart. This is why computer programs crash all the time. Because things are in there just throwing things at each other. it's not cool. But you... I forgot what the question was.
The question was, despite having the word toy in its name, this PS2 peripheral wasn't really a toy.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the eye toy. That's what you're talking about.
I am talking about the eye toy.
I'm talking about Tron. I got way off. Jeff Bridges
showed up. There
were
some really neat things that they were doing with that. That one card game that they had looked like it was going to be a lot of fun.
I have Judgment you're speaking of.
Yes.
Yeah. Augmented reality cards.
There's some other game, I think, that uses cards for augmented reality we've talked about a number of times before.
I don't want to get into this. We don't need to talk about that here.
Oh, the iToy. It was a neat thing, and I guess that is the Move camera the same thing? Is it a different camera altogether?
I believe they call it the PlayStation Eye now, and it's just kind of a thing. But yeah, basically the iToy. I think it's the same thing. They just like put it in a different box or something. I don't know. Maybe it's evolved technology or something, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, there you go.
Round 4.
So, round 4. This is new. This is brand new for this season. It's called the hot seat. This is where we put somebody there and we hold on. Let me try this again. This is where we take and ask someone 3 questions from a topic that they have chosen. So, I'm going to be in the hot seat for this week. My topic, Shelby, Luigi's Mansion.
All right, here we go. Now is the time to see if Tony really knows as much about Luigi's Mansion as he thinks he does. So here's what we're going to do with the hot seat.
The answer is probably no, by the way.
Well, we shall see. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you 3 questions about Luigi's Mansion, Tony, that I personally prepared myself. First question is going to be the easy question. Second question is going to be the medium question. And third question is going to be the hard one.
Okay.
And I got an alternate question here just in case something goes awry. So we'll see what happens here.
Alrighty.
Are you ready, sir?
I am not ready for this. I am really nervous. I've got to put my money where my mouth is now.
Alright, well, your Dragon Quest music is playing, so slimes are approaching, so you better be ready.
Ugh.
Because here comes...
I think I'd rather face the slimes right now than you.
You know how to fight slimes. You've been doing it your whole life. Alright.
Yep.
Hot seat question number 1, aka question number 10. It's just going to call it question number 1.
Okay.
How many ghosts appear on the box art for Luigi's Mansion, and what color are they?
Oh, I'm going to say... Hold on. I know there's a blue one and a purple one, and there's a blue somewhere.
Okay.
There's at least 3.
Yeah, okay, saying there's at least 3 ghosts
there's
on the cover.
At least 3, but I think there's another one back behind. There's a second Boo somewhere on that case.
Catering
just
Luigi.
Just over Luigi's shoulder.
Luigi's screaming. He's got his hands on his face like it's Home Alone. He doesn't know what's going on. He just won this house, and he's like so excited. Ed McMahon showed up or something, and there's
ghosts. I'm going to say there are 4. There's a blue one, a purple one, and 2 Boos.
Oh, so close, Tony. Not off to a good start with the easy question. There's 5 ghosts, actually.
Really?
You got the 2 Boos right. You got the purple one right, which purple, pink, whatever. And you got the blue one right. There's also a yellow one just barely behind the O in Mansion. You can only see like the bottom half of him.
Oh my, I'm going to have to pull out the box art. I don't think that one counts.
He's on there. He's totally there. You got it, though. You got the 2 Boos. So close, Tony. It's okay, though. That was a tough one. That was a tough, easy question.
That was an easy question.
All right, well, let's see if you can redeem yourself here with question 2. I think you're going to get this one. You know this one. What is the date of Luigi's Mansion release in North America?
That's easy. It was the GameCube release date.
GameCube release date. So easy, but yet you don't know the date.
It was 2001.
2001. You got the year. Give me a month. Come on, we need all 3 here.
Hold on, it was around the same time that the Wii came out.
Wii came out the same time, I got you. All right,
you know what I'm saying, though.
I got
November 19th was the Wii release date, and I know I did an article on the site.
Did an article thinking about ghosts.
During GameCube week.
You're shook from the first one, not knowing how many ghosts were on there. You're like on unsolid ground here now. You're doubting yourself, Tony. You gotta be persevering. You gotta believe in yourself. Come on, dude.
I'm gonna say... November
17th, 2001. Survey says... I'm sorry, Tony. Again, you are incorrect.
What?
I believe the correct date is November 18th, 2001.
No.
Hit on both sides of it. You said 19th at the Wii. You said 17th. It's November 18th, 2001.
The 18th, really?
18th.
I think we're going to have to look that one up.
I looked it up for the show, but if you don't take my word for it, you can look it up while looking at the box art. You can go to Wikipedia right now. I'll stall. You can just go to
Wikipedia.
Actually,
right
don't go
now.
To Wikipedia November right now. 18th, I got to ask you a 3rd really? Question. Don't do it yet. We'll do that after the show.
Okay, yeah, I should probably not do that.
Yeah, that would probably be cheating. Completely cheating. All right. Question 3. Now, you didn't do so good on the easy and medium one, dude. This is the hard question. How are you feeling?
If I've gotten the first 2 wrong, there's no way I'm going to get the 3rd one right.
I got faith in you. You're going to do this. You know all about Luigi's Mansion. So, question 3. Since the game was partially composed by Kazumi Totaka, Totaka's song is hidden in the game. How, Tony, how do you get Totaka's song to play in Luigi's Mansion? You know what Totaka's song is?
I don't know what Tataka's song is. It's been in a bunch of games.
That was it. I just did it for you. Totaka hides it in every game he's composed on. It's always hard to find, except for on Mario Party when it was like real easy because it's a title screen.
I don't recognize that song. Where is it?
It's very short. It's only like a 30-second thing.
Oh my goodness, goodness, goodness. I have no idea.
He's thinking about it.
I don't recognize the theme. That's the problem.
If I played it for you fully, would that help you?
If you played it for me, I could probably tell you where it's at, but I don't recognize it just from the name.
All right, well, we're going to pause the show here, and I'm going to play it for him, and we're gonna see if this can't help Tony here. All right, we're back. So I found the actual version of it from Luigi's Mansion, but unfortunately the clip didn't go straight to the song, so it kind of gave away where the part come from. But so now you know the song. Now you know where it's at. It's on the controller screen. So how, Tony, do you get it to show up there? How long do you have to wait? How long do you have to wait at the controller configuration screen before that song plays?
30 seconds.
Sorry, Tony. You're once again incorrect.
Dang it!
It is 3.5 minutes approximately. So
I was only 3 minutes off.
You're only 3 minutes off. So I don't know how to tell you this, dude. You don't know anything about Luigi's Mansion.
I know nothing about Luigi's Mansion, apparently.
You almost know how many ghosts there are. You almost know when the game came out. You almost know where the hidden song is. So you kind of know. You know about Luigi. You know, maybe not so much his mansion, but you know about Luigi.
Oh, I guess that's better than nothing.
It's not bad. It's a hard thing. I didn't make it easy for you. You gave me Luigi's Mansion, so you know I was gonna try to get you on those. But it's the initial hot seat. So it was you had a lot going against you.
Oh man, that makes me feel really bad. I know nothing about that game, apparently.
Well, that's all right, because next week you're gonna get to totally school me on something I think I'm an expert of. So I'll have to decide later what I want my hot seat to be next week. But
you are sitting in the hot seat next week, Shelby.
I am. But why don't you tell people how they can be in the hot seat if they want to?
If you out there listening want to be in the hot seat, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com and let us know what category you want us to quiz you on. It can be anything video game related. It can be a specific character. It can be a specific game, like I choose Luigi's Mansion. It can be a genre, like the first person shooter, real time strategy games. Just as long as it is video game specific, it is a category we can quiz you on.
And we will put you up against the firing squad, which is me and Tony, and test you on how much you think you know about your favorite game, like Coney on Luigi's Mansion. You saw how great that went, so just be excited for your opportunity, folks.
I talk the talk, but I cannot walk the walk, apparently.
Gotta back it up.
Oh, man, that was a lot of fun.
That was pretty good. I like that. I'm looking forward to next week when I'm totally going to embarrass myself, so.
Oh, I'm hoping I can get some a good topic to quiz you on. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, but there you go. That is the show. Episode 49 of the Question Block in the can.
I'm glad it's back.
I am really glad it's back. It's been a long time. I missed recording this show with you.
Yeah, I do miss this show. It's a lot of fun. I miss the trivia bug, so I'm glad it's back.
Hopefully, if you guys have any comments, questions about anything you heard on the show, if you want to send us some questions to put on the show, we can do that now.
Yeah.
So.
And eventually, we're gonna have some things where people can still win some prizes. So that's not going away. It's just going to be a little less frequent. So
I will tell you, 2 weeks from now, we're going to do our first new prize round.
Oh, there we go. So look forward to that, folks.
So I'm not going to tell you what we're going to give away just yet. It's going to be something nice. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right. Look forward to it.
But if you have any comments, questions, if you have questions that you want to submit to us, you can send those to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. And make sure you check out our other show on Mondays where we talk about all of the video game news that's happening around the world. Shelby?
Yes, Tony?
It was really, really good getting to do this show again.
It was really fun. And just as the show started with a new version of Green Greens, the show is going to end with a new version of the Juness theme. Oh, yeah. Because still, here at the Question Block, and from me to you, Tony, every day's still great at your Juness.
Excellent.